Heyo! All right, big topic on the podcast today. Akvila DeFazio is going to be here. We're going to be talking about video ads across the different platforms, how to optimize them, when to do testing, and the length of videos. And we're all going to break that down right now.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. You know, the power of video is undeniable. Everybody's business is using it to convince and then convert at faster rates. But the power of video needs to also be used in a way where you can get it in front of target customers all over social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it, even Twitter. And how you use that video is a little bit different on each platform. The amount of time that video should be, the targeting, all of them are important to understand when knowing how to move somebody through a buyer's journey. And so Akvila DeFazio, the founder of Akvertise, is going to join me in just a few moments. But before we do that, you know what you can learn from talking with your customers? You know the feedback loop that takes place as a business owner, as a marketing or a sales lead. Anytime you start doing an interview with your customers, and you start to talk to them about the product or the service that you provide, you learn something, right? And deep down inside of the analytics is where all of the answers live in digital marketing. And so when you run a video ad, there's all this data out there, which is basically like talking to your customers about that video. And when you understand the video ads data, you can optimize it to get better results and start engaging people, your target customer, at a lower amount, move them through the video and bring them through your customer journey so you can convince and convert them at faster rates, at lower costs, which is what this is all about. So I set this episode up to give you really solid information from someone who does it each and every day. Uses the power of video with advertising to entice a new customer found off of social media to start off that customer journey. So let's go live right now to Paso Robles, California. All right, well, I'm joined right now by Akvila DeFazio. She is the founder of Akvertise, one of my favorite company names ever. She's got expertise in Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Twitter ads, Pinterest, and LinkedIn ads. Akvila, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to reconnect with you. Akvila, I seem to recall a conversation that you and I had years ago where you told such a compelling story about your transition and how you and your, I believe, mom got to the U.S. Could you spend a few moments and just give me a little bit of that story again?
Certainly. So it was back in the end of the 80s and, end of the Cold War. And most of my family had emigrated over to Toronto to escape. And we were the last to follow. So her and I packed up. We filled one small crate and made it across the ocean. And here I am today.
That's so cool. How'd you get to, did you end up in Canada and then to the U.S.?
Correct. So I grew up in Toronto and then moved over to Buffalo, New York, where I spent most of my childhood through college years. And then I finally moved out west where I now call home.
All right. So you're up in Northern California in Paso Robles, and you're in wine country. My gosh.
Not too bad.
What a horrible place to spend time, right? All right. So you got into advertising, or as you like to say, Akvertising, and now everybody is centered around videos and the power and impact of videos, and then using advertising. Is there an optimal length for a social media video ad?
Absolutely. However, it might vary from business to business and who your audience is. But Facebook allows you to do up to 240 minutes for an ad, though, you know, normally you probably wouldn't watch an ad that long. But it's a really great way to repurpose stories and turn them into ads. So Facebook allows you to do that. For Facebook, I'd recommend testing out something up to 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and see where your sweet spot is. For something like Instagram, they only permit you to have up to 60 seconds, so test that out as well. But regardless of what type of video you do, no matter how entertaining, interesting, or useful it will be, people start to drop off after the 10-second mark. So put your best foot forward in the first 10 seconds of your video and go from there. See what works best.
All right, there's a couple of things that I want to unpack here. Most marketers struggle with the concept of testing. Like, they think it's one video or one version, and if it didn't work, then none of this works. Can you kind of unpack the value and impact of testing?
Absolutely. Well, what might resonate with one person seeing the video might not with another. So you'll always want to be running several ads at a time. For social media ads, it's kind of best practice to do at least two or three at a time and start seeing what works and what doesn't. Turn one off after you get some measurable results, and then added some new ones in, maybe something longer, shorter, maybe a different call to action. Make one tweak at a time and see if maybe that affects it differently, and just always test and keep testing.
So I like this. In the interest of full disclosure, I've got a on-demand webinar that we are pumping medical device marketers to this on-demand webinar. And what I noticed is, by the way, I've always have to question every assumption, especially my own. I may have done this a long time, but I'm not as smart as the wisdom that the masses can give me when I start to leverage them and learn from them inside the analytics. And so what we started to discover, Akvila, was that people were dropping off before I even got through the bulk of my story that I would normally do if I was speaking live in front of an audience. And then now that we've started to look at the audience analytics, we're creating a second piece of content. They're going to test against that. And before we know it, we're discovering that the audience is going to engage differently, and we're going to be able to optimize the results by testing amongst a variety of different content. And this seems to fit in alignment with what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many variables, from the video content to the story you're telling, the duration, the call to action, the audience even, that you have to test every single variable, but once at a time, so you can understand what is working and what is not.
You know, I've got a bunch of, by the way, Akvila used to work for Search Marketing Land, or maybe Third Door Media. Is that the name of the parent company?
Correct.
All right. And so I would always see her when I was out speaking at SMX all over the country, and you're kind of the social media like darling and genius behind that event. And so I would always pick her brain at conferences, and I think it's really fun to see that as our careers are maturing, we're dealing with a lot of the same traditional things that marketers have dealt with over time. Whenever I'm talking to a digital guru friend of mine, like maybe somebody we both know, like and trust, like Mark Traphagen, and I may call Mark and we're having a conversation on the weekend, and I'm talking to him about a problem that I'm having with an ad campaign, and his answer will be, well, why don't you test it? And testing seems to be really overvalued in the marketing guru world and undervalued in the daily marketing practitioners. Do you find that to be ironic? Like, I know someone like you is interested in, let's do tests and figure out what the audience wants.
Absolutely. It is kind of funny. Normally people, even just small business owners, when they're diving into it, as you said, they'll test one thing, and if it doesn't work, then they might just stop, where you test something different because you might get very different results from it. So no matter what part of your career or what your role is, that you should always be testing and optimizing, and life is just a journey of optimization in general. So
yes, oh God, that's so true. I, as a business owner, I'm sure you'll appreciate this. I looked at the end of year profit margin for the company, and I thought, well, maybe that's actually underperforming. We could be doing a lot better. So just like digital marketing, I started digging in to the revenue, and I started to see, I look at this a lot like a garden hose. When you're trying to optimize a campaign, it gimps up in a certain area, and you can tell in the analytics where the gimp is because traffic isn't flowing to the next stage. So I started doing that with our profit margin, and before we knew it, within 5 months, we were able to increase the profit margin 7 times just by looking underneath and following that garden hose along the way and seeing where the leaks were. The same is true with ads. And you could expect, correct me if I'm off track here, that an ad that you've optimized on LinkedIn may not be optimized for Facebook. Do you find that to be a similar scenario?
Absolutely. People go to different social networks for different reasons. Facebook more to socialize, LinkedIn to maybe to network, drive lead gen or sales. So it's different depending on the audience and where they are at that moment in time when you're serving your ad.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you have any tools that you recommend to help someone get started with creating and editing video ads?
Absolutely. So especially if you're a small business owner, you might have a smaller budget. Just use your phone. If you want to bump it up from there, try GoPro, but all you need is your phone. There's some really great ads out there. You don't need a high quality camera unless, of course, you have one or you have access to one. Certainly use it, have fun with it, but at bare minimum, people are expecting a lot more natural, raw content, especially in ad form, and try that out. In terms of video editing apps, there's a lot of free and freemium video editing apps on both iOS and the Android store. There's some where you can do stop motion video, like Stop Motion Studio. There's Flixel for cinemagraphs, InShot, Quick if you're using a GoPro. Quick comes with the GoPro software, so check that one out as well. There's some other ones like Filmora Go. There's different ones where you can add different overlays, text, and other fun features. So just test them out, see what's in the app stores. Those are just some good ones to start off with.
Now, earlier in our conversation, you mentioned in your first 10 seconds, most people are going to be checking out or deciding to stay. Any tactics or tricks to load that value forward so you can hook people and buy more time?
Show your product or your service, at least, show it in both contextually, acoustically, and visually in your video ads, so that way people get your story across in that first 10 seconds and not kind of leave wondering what you're trying to portray there. There's some companies that I see that they have a longer video, but they don't even show their product in the first 10 to 15 seconds. So that's certainly something you'll want to do, and you can't prevent everyone from staying and watching the entire video, but leave them hanging like after the 10, 15 second mark. Just use that first little bit as a teaser and then have them come back and just stay for the rest of the video with something that maybe it'll provide them a solution or maybe something entertaining.
I think that's a great tip. A lot of people get hung up on what type of like Facebook ad should they be running? And then the confusion sets in on, should it be a short 15 second ad? Should it be a longer ad? How do you help people decide the length of the ad for what they're trying to accomplish?
So we'll storyboard with clients before they create videos, just because, sometimes they come, I've had instances where they create a really great video, but it doesn't fit the format. So mm-hmm. We'll start off with something that we can use for a longer video that tells a story, but then we'll also create a shorter cut of it. So it's good to have the longer vision that you have in mind and then create little mini segments of it as well and test them out.
Yeah, it's cool. This weekend I wrote a 3-minute version of a 40-minute speech.
Wow.
Because I know it's super hard to do. It's harder to do the short version than to create the 40-minute speech. But I want to test to see if I can use that short 3-minute in an ad to bounce people that want the added value of seeing the webinar version. And that's what I'm testing out right now, or when I'm done with that script, that'll be my next thing. I think part of the fun of it is sitting back, watching your audience, then making your best guess on how they're going to respond and then see how you optimize it from there. And it sounds like you get to go and do a lot of that along the way to optimization.
Yeah, that's an excellent tactic.
Akvila, what is the type of customer that you look for that Akvertise can help amplify their results through really smart advertising?
We work with a lot of e-commerce brands. One huge passion area of mine is event marketing, as you know from my previous work. And we work with a lot of mobile app companies and also some lead gen for both B2C and B2B.
That's cool. I'm passionate about event marketing also, and am creating right now what I'm calling the Holy Grail, where I'm teaching event marketers how to optimize their event revenue so they can substantiate larger budgets going forward. And that's a lot of fun. I might be on page 20 of this thing. but it's so interesting to me how many really great event planners don't understand where the digital tools and the marketing and customer journeys all fit in to making sure that that event is executed at a very high level that generates leads, and that those leads always generate to ROI. So that's like a fun place for me to be playing, and it's cool to see. You've had so many reps of going to events. I'm sure you've got a lot of secrets and tips that you've discovered from all of those SMX events.
Absolutely.
Any event tips off the top of your head that you can think of?
Oh God. Well, as an organizer or more on the marketing side? Like, that's a very broad question.
I know it is, right? I hit you with a curveball. I'm willing to take either. Is there a low-hanging fruit opportunity for a marketer or an event planner?
Absolutely, especially if you want recurring revenue and attendees instead of trying to get new ones every single event or every single year if you have recurring annual events, is just to use the content that you've used before and repurpose it. Repurpose it to get people to come back by adding new value for the upcoming show, maybe talking about a different session or speaker or something else that's a big topic in the industry that you're going to be covering. And then to get new people to come, show pictures of people enjoying the event from prior shows. If it's your first time doing a show, just create a list of benefits why someone should attend, because it's not about buy now, come to the great show. It's like, what's the value in it for somebody as an attendee? So one thing I always tell people, even though it's such a simple thing, is put yourself in the attendee's shoes. Why would you want to shell out the amount for that ticket and travel and ask time off work to go attend something if it's not going to provide value to you? So just do that. Make the people that are coming and have attended before wanting to come back. And then for those that aren't able to make it, entice them with some different features or maybe a promotion.
Now, if I understand the Acville story, isn't it true that at SMX at the beginning that they discovered you because of the great marketing job you were doing at their events from the audience? Is there some truth to that rumor that I've heard?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that many people knew about that. That is true. When I was working at a pet insurance company back in Seattle, they had their advanced show. And I had the pleasure of attending the first year, and it was a little bit over my head because I was a relatively new marketer at the time, but I was tweeting up a storm, and I attended again the next year, and I was planning to move to California from Seattle, and I'd been following Danny Sullivan for a while, who was the editor at Search Engine Land and helping us run our shows. So he started following me, and I had a little fangirl moment at the time, being like, oh, like somebody important in the industry that I look up to is following back. I wonder why. So I wanted to talk to him and ask him some questions, and especially about moving to California, if he knew anybody that was hiring. And I was a little too shy to ask him in person. And my coworker at the time saw him walk by and said, "Hey, Danny, this is Zach Vila." So Danny turned around and we had a really great conversation. And he said, "I've been following you because you've been doing a really great show, and we need somebody like you on our team. Would you be interested? And let's touch base after the show." And
that's great.
That's how I got hired. After I had an interview as well with my boss at the time there, but yeah, there is some truth to it.
Well, I know these things because I used to be an investigative reporter. So I've got this like weird ability to like find out stories. And I'm not sure if Danny told me that story or Chris, but somebody on the SMX team a long time ago told me that story, and it just stuck with me. That story about you, the story about you and your mom coming to the country, and the entrepreneurial spirit that I now see that you're doing with Acvertise. If you want to find out more information about Acvila, I would always recommend go to her website directly. It's acvertise.com. It's AKVERTISE.com. Acvila, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Todd. It was a pleasure.
Well, that was fun having Acvila with me live on the podcast. Cool to catch up. You know, it's my hope that as you're listening to this podcast, I'm giving you the tips, the tactics, I'm introducing you to the people that are all over this great country doing remarkable things in the world of video to optimize business results. And it's my hope that you can learn from us to speed up your results so you can be the video marketing master inside of your office, in your business or workplace, to guide and advise others to do it in faster and faster amounts of time. Here's the one thing we know, that video is in the center of events, marketing, and sales. And all those roads that use video come through it to generate revenue at faster and faster rates. If you can target people with a video ad, tempt them, find them, bring them through a customer journey so they buy, you're going to be speeding up the growth of your business. The more you look in the analytics, the more you see the opportunities for optimization. You go back to the drawing boards, you rework that ad. You take your next best foot forward and you start to present better results. So now your ads are running and converting at lower costs, then your ROI just keeps going right on up. And great things happen to people who work on their career and their tactics to get better results. And I wish you that opportunity for your business to help it grow, to do it with less money in less amount of time. And before you know it, everybody will recognize that you are a video marketing master. Peace.